We all know about the fatal side effects of cigarettes, and now the new trend among teens is juuling, which is also vaping, using e-cigarettes that contain cartridges filled with nicotine and other chemicals. The liquid chemicals turn into a vapor that people inhale. Dr. Indra Sidambi is a leading addiction medicine expert and the founder of the Center for Network Therapy, New Jersey's first state-licensed ambulatory detoxification treatment facility. Dr. Sidambi, Juul, the e-cig maker, now says that it will spend $30 million to keep its products away from underage users. This comes as the FDA says that it's cracking down on underage use of the vaping devices. Is this a win?
Not at all. It's not at all, because there's an understanding, like it's a disbelief, I would say, that e-cigarettes are safer. It is not. Nicotine is highly addictive, and it can prime the brain's reward system for addiction to other drugs. So e-cigarettes to graduating to the use of other drugs is quite possible. So if you really look at the statistics, it says 1 in 4 teenagers who reported e-cigarette use eventually progressed to smoking pot, smoking marijuana, as compared to 1 in 12 teenagers who did not use e-cigarettes. So that's pretty, telling.
So you don't think that investing money into preventing underage use is going to help medically at all, because people are going to get their hands on it anyway, right?
Anyways, yeah. And this is the belief that they, you know, when you talk to these teenagers and even to the adults who are using e-cigarettes, they always say, because they believe that these e-cigarettes are safer than cigarettes. Yes, because, cigarettes have all those chemicals in that. But e-cigarettes are not angel either, because a cartridge or a reservoir which holds a liquid solution, that's the e-liquid or e-juice, they say, which has a various amount of nicotine flavorings and other chemicals in there. And it's also consists of a heating element and then a power source and a mouthpiece that the person uses to inhale. And the puffing activities activates a battery-powered heating device then that produces the vapor from the liquid into the cartridge. And the person then inhales the resulting aerosolar vapor. This is the vaping, exactly. That's what happens. And lately, I don't know if you have heard about teens reporting e-cigarettes for dripping. Are you aware of that?
No. Explain, because this seems to be a new phenomenon that people are using these e-cigs. I see them on the streets in the city. But I, growing up, these didn't exist.
I know. So my patients are the ones who really teach me what these things are, because when I got my training, nobody talked about this. These were non-existing. So the teenage kids that, are using now e-cigarettes, they're using for dripping, which is a practice where people who are using the e-cigarettes, they produce the inhale vapor by placing e-liquid drops directly onto the heated the coils, that's the heating element that they have. And these teens report that the reason why they use the dripping is to create thick vapor, that's one of the reasons, and to improve the flavor and to produce a stronger throat hit. That's a pleasurable feeling that they get from the vapor that creates by putting the vapor onto this coil, the atomizer that they call the heating element. And so it causes the throat to contact at least 27.7% of the product itself. So it's a risky practice. You know, we need to look more into this. The dripping is really bad.
Yeah, I don't understand the smoking in general, because we have so much education about how harmful and really deadly smoking is. To go back on the marijuana usage, because you said earlier that it creates this, a gateway, a delivery system in place for other drugs such as marijuana. How do you discourage smoking at all? I mean, I don't see kids smoking regular cigarettes, but e-cigs seem to be popular, and I guess it's the cool thing to do now. So how do you discourage it? There needs to be more education?
They need to be educated. And seriously, some of these e-cigarettes are very potent. They can deliver up to 20 times the nicotine of one cigarette. You know, that's not, funny to continue to promote this kind of e-cigarettes. And it's also addictive. imagine, like, you know, what happens when somebody uses e-cigarettes? How does that work? Simply, like, nicotine gets into the bloodstream, and then it stimulates the adrenal glands, which releases the hormone called epinephrine. Then this hormone, epinephrine, stimulates the central nervous system, the brain, and then increases the blood pressure, the heart rate, breathing, and also increases the level of dopamine. Now, when we talk about increase of dopamine, means we should take this to the brain, the reward system, where other drugs and food and sex, everything acts in the same reward system. So once that gets triggered, it's, you know, this plain old addictive cycle starts off, you know. So it's not a simple thing. It's not like, oh, it's okay to smoke e-cigarettes. It's not. And you can see many people who have switched from cigarettes to e-cigarettes, they are like continuously puffing it. They are not like stopping. You know, it's not like I used e-cigarettes for a little bit and got off the thing. No, not at all. Instead of cigarettes, now they are smoking e-cigarettes. That's the, you know, only positive thing that we can say. But the study has shown that e-cigarettes products found a vapor that contains carcinogens, which are the toxic chemicals. And these particles also from the device itself potentially can give you toxic metal. Nanoparticles from the device itself. That's also carcinogenic to the body. And the e-cigarette, kind of some of those brands contain high levels of nickel and chromium. All these metals are not healthy. And nickel-chrome heating coils of the vaporizing device that I was talking earlier to you when they are using for dripping, that's the atomizer, that's also not good because in itself, this toxic metal makes them have breathing problems. And it has low levels of cadmium, which is the reason why people have difficulty breathing. So I don't think this is, you know, in the right direction. Like, we shouldn't be promoting any of these. Smoking is bad. You know, leading a healthy life is important.
Dr. Indra Sidambi joining us. She's the medical director for the Center for Network Therapy in New Jersey. Harvard's medical school has published some data revealing cases of nicotine poisoning from e-liquid have skyrocketed because they credit flavoring and attractive packaging causing people to young people to get addicted and to start using it, and that actually the flavoring and the packaging has led to a 1,500% increase in accidental ingestions among very young people and toddlers, you know, young children, the past 3 years, 1,500% increase.
It's disheartening to see how our culture is changing now. Our community is like accepting, the society has started comparing, you know, all the time what you hear from people who are smoking. They would always say, oh, smoking weed is not as bad as alcohol use. So it's always a comparison. And, oh, e-cigarettes are better than cigarettes. So it's like just saying this is not as bad as that. And that's not a good comparison. I always say to my patients, why don't you compare yourself to people being totally abstinent and not using anything? And then they just keep quiet. So we need to start thinking about what is the long-term effect of every behavior that we put forth. And these kind of mixed messages, we need to, like, you know, be careful about giving it to our teenagers.
Can the use of e-cigs cause brain developmental issues?
We don't have that kind of direct correlation of studies yet, but more research needs to be done. So, you know, as we know, cigarette use, after so many years, we found out, my God, that's not good. It's going to cause cancer. So once the, you know, the studies are in, you know, in progress, once the studies show what are the long-term effects, we are going to be, like, struggling to stop that.
And what about pregnant women? I assume they shouldn't be inhaling anything, and that would be common sense. But if you inhale an e-cigarette, is that pretty much the equivalent of inhaling a cigarette?
Exactly. You know, cigarette smoking and or, in fact, smoking cigarettes is not okay during pregnancy. Taking few doctor-prescribed medications are not okay during pregnancy, too. There are patients who are depressed, and we would tell them you can't be on this medication because you're pregnant. So the threshold for any kind of substances, whether it's prescribed legal or illegal and or recreational, is to be really reevaluated when a person is pregnant. So it's important to pay attention to what we do.
Dr. Indira Sidambi, a leading addiction medicine expert and also the founder and medical director at the Center for Network Therapy in New Jersey. Dr. Sidambi, thank you for taking the time and sharing your expertise. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.